Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ami Kazar is our guest. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Multifunding. He is an award-winning expert on small business and especially helping them get their capital that they need. He's the author of The Growth Dilemma, brand spanking new book that is out that I encourage you to find and to read. You'll thank me later. He's our good friend, Ami. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And you did a TED Talk recently, a TEDx, didn't you?
I did, Jim. I went back to my alma mater, Brandeis, last weekend and did a TEDx talk. Made me feel very old to be back on campus with all the young college kids.
So tell the audience what the TED Talk was about.
Yeah. So there's an interesting idea that we're building and evolving, and I certainly welcome everyone's participation because it's very early. But one of the things we've learned is that the book, The Growth Dilemma, has a series of questions in it. And depending, which we can go through, if I think it might be helpful, but if depending on how you answer the questions, you come up with one of 16 different entrepreneurial profiles. And what's amazing is, with our early data set, if you look at the distribution of the entrepreneur profiles, they completely match the distribution of the Myers-Briggs personality profiles. Hmm. I'm going to tell you why I think that's important, Jim. You know, how many times a month or a year do people start a business together? A couple hundred thousand partners? And if you're trained to do is you're trained to go to your lawyer's office and do a fancy partnership agreement, spend a couple of $1,000s on legal fees and talk about every potential hypothetical of what might happen or what could happen, depending on what goes on in the business. And unfortunately, people either don't do those or when they do them, they don't really understand what they're doing. And frankly, it's not worth the paper it's written on if it's not. People don't choose to enforce it. One day.
That's right.
And what I'm suggesting is not that we can throw that out because that legal stuff is important, but there are some questions that you could ask, each ask about your risk tolerance, your kind of what your aspirations are for a business, how you feel about money, what kind of business you look like, what kind of work style you want.
Reconcile the values of the parties. That's what you got to do, don't you? You got to see where you dovetail and where you don't fit, and know that going in. No lawyers going to help you with that.
Right. Now, sometimes the differences are healthy, right? So, like if someone's got one partner's got a marketing mind and one partner's got an operations mind, as an example, that's healthy. But if one partner's got a high tolerance for risk and one partner's got a low tolerance for risk, that's going to cause problems.
Or one likes to work and one is lazy. That won't work.
Or if one partner is very happy with 5% growth and one partner wants to grow a unicorn, that's not going to work. So the idea is that by answering a set of questions, you can get a profile very much like a Myers-Briggs profile. And then you can compare your profile to the profile of your partner or potential partner. And you and he can probably have a much more meaningful discussion than you can with your lawyer.
Right.
About, you know, what percentage is going to get liquidated in this hypothetical scenario that no one even really understands because you're starting out and you're so excited you think you just love each other.
So what are some of the other profile issues that you have to pay attention to?
Well, here's what we did. Again, it doesn't mean that this couldn't be refined or get better. It's a raw idea, which is kind of what TED is all about, right? But our profiles are built questions is we ask business owners and entrepreneurs, if they had $1 million as a gift, suddenly I gave you $1 million today that you didn't have before, and you either had it invested in your business or in an outside investment that you didn't control, what would you do with the money? And you can split it up quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells us a lot of interesting things about how strongly people believe in their business. Okay. So, and how they feel about risking money in their business.
And how long they want to risk that. I mean, that's another thing. What's your exit strategy? I mean, it would be easy to see how two best friends who love each other and who would do anything for the other one, and they probably could grow a great business together. But one is thinking, hey, I want to retire at 40. And the other was thinking, I don't ever want to retire. I want to keep working all my life. That's another issue, isn't it?
Yeah. When I started multi-funding, I started it with a dear friend. And we'd worked together in our corporate job for years. And we thought nothing could ever happen to us. So we're looking at the lawyers saying, yeah, that might be all those other people, but that's not us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then within 3 or 4 months of starting, my friend decided he wanted to move back to Austria. This wasn't for him. Now, our divorce was relatively easy. The paint wasn't even dry on the wall yet.
The good news, it happened quick.
It happened quick and sort of like a divorce without kids, per se.
But the main thing, folks, as we go to a break here, the main thing is you got to check on these things. You got to see where you're aligned with your partners and where you're not aligned. We've talked about these things a lot on the show over the last 20 years. Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen, multifunding.com. That's how you find him. And he and I will be right back. More to come on this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.